I mean, you know what this week was, right? You know how this is an important week, how this is a big week, how this something cool happened this week, right? You're looking at me strange. Do you not know? Do you not have any idea at all? Because if you don't, it's okay. I'm going to be a little bit hurt. I'm not going to be that hurt. I'm going to be kind of hurt. This week, my sweet, sweet dog, Irving Brown Sox, turned 15 years old. He's a Border Collie Black Lab. He was a rescue dog from Atlanta, Georgia. We walked past him once, and he was outside the PetSmart, and like they were doing the puppy thing. And he wasn't quite a puppy. He was like a year old, I guess. And we looked down, and we're like, oh, look at this puppy. Let's take him for a walk. How fun. How cute. And he was all springy and excited and like, look at me. Look at me. Look at me. And we're like, all right, puppy, we can't get a puppy now. See you later, puppy. And then we went back the next week. And we walked past, we were buying something for the cats. We had two cats at that time. We had Spot Elliot and Peanut Lou. They were best friends. They were from Brooklyn. They were rescues also, but whatever. And so we were going to PetSmart, and this dog, he remembered us. And I was like, whoa, heartstrings, he remembers us. That's the sweetest thing ever. And so, you know, like, He immediately perked up. He was like basically pointing at it. He was like, you guys, I remember you. What's up, you guys? Remember me? I remember you. Look at me. Look at you. I'm looking at me and you're looking at you. Let's do this. And I was like, okay, so I guess we're going to try to get a dog. And we did. And that was a long time ago. But his birthday was this Wednesday, July 11th. And how do I know it's his birthday? Well, because it's my birthday too. That's right. This week was my birthday. Happy birthday to me, right? Yeah, pretty cool, right? Right? Right. And, but then something weird happens when you get a little bit older, I suppose, and you have a family or whatever. No one did anything for my birthday. And it's miserable. And here's why. I grew up as an only child, so I was the center of the universe. And kind of like, you know, you get your birthday. Some people are like, oh, it's just another day. What do you care? No! It's a special day. It's your birthday. It's the anniversary of the day you were born. That's pretty neat. You made it another trip around the sun. Good for you. You did it. Way to go. You don't know how many you're gonna get. It's a special and important day. So, I don't want to complain. I'm not complaining. I'm just sad. I'm sad. But I do appreciate on social media, a lot of people said happy birthday. And I don't care that they remembered because Facebook was like, hey, it's Natty Bumper Car's birthday. That's fine. I appreciate that because people who took the time out to write me a note, you melt my heart. It makes me feel super great. I woke up and my wife was leaving for work. She's like, happy birthday. And she's gone. I was like, all right, cool, thanks. And that was it. And then I took the kids to camp. And then I was just like, all right, I don't want to go to work today. I want to have a fun day. I want to make a fun day for me. And so I did. And I went and I got a Tres Leches donut. I've talked about it before. Montclair bread. Looking at you. You're delicious. And I appreciate it. Thank you. Now from there, you know, 7-Eleven is my birthday. And so Pig and I love to go to 7-Eleven and get Slurpees. But we went at 10:35, and the guy was like, nope, no Slurpees until 11. And I was like, bro, it's my birthday. And he was like, sorry, big shrug. And I was like, okay. So then I was like, I'll get some other stuff done. So I went to Home Depot and picked up my broken lawnmower. Good for me. And then I went and I got the car washed. And then in between there, I did go get a Slurpee, and Pig ate it, the whole thing, did not share at all, which is fine. And then I went and got some delicious Mexican food, and then what did I do? Then I had to go pick Emerson up, and he had a doctor's appointment. And this kind of was, so we're at the doctor, and we're talking about, you know, how are things going, what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And we had been to a big family reunion in New Hampshire last week. I don't know if I told you about that, but it was huge. And the drive back almost killed all of us because it was too long. And it was 9 hours. Oh, why? But we're at the doctor. And oh, and so Emerson was around all kinds of family, all, you know, ages, all generations. And he got kind of freaked out. He's like, oh, no, people might die one day. And I was like, well, yeah, people eventually, maybe. In theory, yes, people will, but it's going to be okay. And then he's like, oh, and my dog's old. Socks is old. So I was telling all this to the doctor. You know, the, oh, he's, you know, he's worried about the dog dying because he's 15. And Emerson turns and he looks at me and he goes, he's not 15. What are you talking about? And he's 14. I was like, no, dude. You know, today is Sox's birthday. He turned 15. The same way it's my birthday today. And he was like, what? Today's your birthday? And it was so uncomfortable and so awkward that the doctor actually gasped. She went like that. And I was just like, I don't even want to talk about it. It was so depressing. Like, I made this person. He has no idea it's my birthday. Haboo. So, whatever. We came home and... Oh, no, we went to... On the way home, we stopped and we saw the Ant-Man movie, which was nice. It was cool. It was fun. It was a fun thing to do with him. And then on the way home from that, we stopped and got him a Slurpee and I got a Slurpee and Pig was not allowed to have any of that. And... Then we kind of got home. There was a little bit of kerfuffle because I wanted to go to the pool, but it was kind of late. But I was like, we're going to go to the pool. It's going to be fun. Let's do this. Let's go to the pool. And we did, and it was fun. It was nice. And we were there for like a nice 40 minutes. Perfect. Perfect amount of pool time. Did a couple of flips. Did a couple of dives. Good for me. Got home. And and I forgot. So when I got home from the movie theater, Ollie did make me a card, which was very sweet. And he wrote, like, happy birthday, Dad, I love you. And in which, that's... So, you know what? When I say I didn't get anything from my... That's what I got for my birthday. Which is super cool. And super awesome. And he gave me a big hug. So, that's wonderful. But, you know, it's... It's depressing. And, like, nobody on the show did anything. Like... I'm talking about the Bumper Podcast. All my other podcast, well, they were very nice. They said a lot of things to me and sent me a lot of weird pictures. And then I got home, and earlier in the day, I'd stopped by. There's a pie shop here near my house, and I got a little tiny key lime pie. And so I ate the tiny key lime pie, watched a little TV, and then just kind of hung out on the couch. And that was my big day. Woo! Whose big day is it? I guess it's mine. I don't know. One of the most exciting things was I went through a car wash and it had like rainbow foam. It was pretty cool. And it had like LED lights. So, I mean, that was kind of like a party. I mean, that was as close to a candle as I got. So, you know. Anyway, I guess the point of all of this is you got to take care of yourself. Bumper Podcast, because if you don't, you know, maybe other people aren't going to take care of you. So you take care of yourself. Hopefully other people will take care of you too. But if they don't, just be ready, because you got to be the most important to you, right? You got to be the most important to you, because if you're not important to you, then chances are you're not going to be as important to anybody else. So take care of yourself. And hopefully other people will help you take care of yourself as well. But if not, then at least you're taking care of yourself, right? This was a bit of a downer. This is more of a downer than I was anticipating. Kind of bummed. This was the birthday episode I was expecting. Started off with socks, went through my whole day. I mean, really, it was the most delicious birthday that I've ever had in my entire life. I'll take it. No one sang. There was zero singing at all. Man. You know what? I think I'm gonna cut this one a little bit short, a little bit sad. So you know, I'm gonna go take a little nap. I think crawl up under. Sox has a nice burrow dug under the deck. It's shady. It's cool. The dirt is nice and packed down. I'm gonna maybe throw some hay in there. Pig has some hay, and let's take a little break. So listen. Thank you for listening. If you reached out, thank you. If you didn't, it's okay. Don't you worry about it. Don't you mess up your pretty head. I'm good. You're good. This has been the Bumper Podcast. I will talk to you next week.
Okay, come in, everybody, come in. I'm coming, just be quiet, I'm just trying to sneak here.
Just hold on 1 second.
Happy birthday, you're supposed to sing. Happy birthday to you. Where's Bumpercar?
Well, listen, first off, I don't know where he is. Normally, he's recording a podcast in this time frame. It's on the calendar over there. But I don't know if we're supposed to be singing that song because I do believe it's under copyright infringement if you're doing the most okay. Me talking about that.
Mumbles, I don't know where Bumpercar is. We got this cake, we got these candles, we got these presents, we got this everything. But we ain't got no bumper car. This don't make no sense whatsoever. Maybe. Hey, producer, you in the booth over
here? Yeah, I'm right over here. Natty was in the booth a little while ago, and he was lamenting his lack of a birthday acknowledgement, and he was talking about his food intake and whatnot, and I do not know where he went, but he slammed the door on his way out.
Wait a minute. When did we get a door on the studio? That's a new thing.
I also do not recall there better not be any locks on this door. That's going to go against the regulations. It's going to be breaking the fire code and whatnot and what have you, have to rectify that situation. Right. That's going to be on an hourly scale.
This is why he goes crazy.
Just give my time as I have been doing for these situations.
Stop talking, because we got to find Bumper Car. We got to sing him a song, or else this show's going to run out, and it's going to be a very sad scene. Okay.
Hey guys, what are you doing in here? What are you all doing? I don't understand. What are you?
Is that a cake? Do you have a candle for me? Did somebody actually do something for my birthday? I can't even stand it. It's the nicest thing I've ever seen.
Why is he crying? I don't understand.
Nobody understands, bro. You gotta stop crying. It's two bananas. We're just happy to see you. We're happy you're here. We're happy you had a big old birthday.
Yeah!